Only when what we love the most is taken from us do we come to realize its true value, one of the ironies of the human condition. When Wilde died in 1900, Bosie realized what an irreplaceable friend and companion he'd lost, what a great figure the world had lost, and wrote one of his best poems, The Dead Poet. Not only a marvelous poem, but a wonderful description for us of Oscar Wilde's golden voice, his magical power with words. When Wilde spoke, the world fell silent. He spoke forever, and you wanted him to speak forever. The Dead Poet by Alfred Douglas. I dreamed of him last night. I saw his face, all radiant and unshadowed of distress. And as of old, in music measureless, I heard his golden voice and marked him trace under the common thing, the hidden grace, and conjure wonder out of emptiness, till mean things put on beauty like a dress, and all the world was an enchanted place. And then, methought, outside a fast-locked gate, I mourned the loss of unrecorded words, forgotten tales and mysteries half-said, wonders that might have been articulate, and voiceless thoughts like murdered singing birds. And so I woke and knew that he was dead. I once recited that on Radio 5 Live on a gay chat show and astonished the producer, who was only used to the sordid, bitter side of the story. Why, he said, that's the poem of a very loving friendship. So it was. This is what Oscar Wilde wrote to Alfred Douglas just before he was sent to prison. Every great love has its tragedy, and now ours has too. But to have known and loved you with such a profound devotion, to have had you for a part of my life, the only part I now consider beautiful, is enough for me. My passion is at a loss for words, but you can understand me, you alone. Our souls were made for one another, and by knowing yours through love, mine has transcended many evils, understood perfection, and entered into the divine essence of things.